Hey. I don't know, it's 1:29. I got up and I didn't record. It happens. Do you care? Is it a real big deal if I'm like just getting out of bed, or I got out of bed, went to got some cat food and came home? Does it make a difference? I guess it makes a little bit of a difference. It's better if I'm just like, not that it's a better show. The show's not better. But at least it sticks with the title. Now it's like, what's the title? I did oversleep. I didn't like wake up like bright and early. But so it's still there. I could not even tell. I could not tell you when I'm recording it and be like, yeah, I just got up. I mean, I'm tired. I could pull out a yawn. Last night I did a show at Stan. That's a fun club. Stan here in New York City. Oh, big show, of course. Next, a week from Saturday, the 27th, Chris Laker is dead at the Creek and Cave in Long Island City. Get over there. Any of you, fly in. Make a vacation out of it. I will be recording an album that will not be released till the day after I die. So a lot of secrets, a lot of feelings that I have that I don't want people to know, but I want documented in the day after I die. Boom, there it is. Fuck everybody. I'm gonna motherfuck everybody. Largest producing egg farm in US caught by undercover operatives for severe animal abuse. Unacceptable. Is it? You gotta go cage free. You gotta keep them out of the cage. Let them run around, grab their eggs when you can. They charge a lot more for that. They say, hey, you don't want. We're gonna. This eggs. These eggs are cheap, but we beat the fuck out of these chickens. What's wrong with these people? Why you got to abuse the animals? Do you get more eggs out of them? Be nice to them. And then everybody, okay, it costs more to not punch them in the face. Oh, no, I would think it'd cost more to make a cage than to be cage free. Cage free sounds cheaper. I guess no horn. It's like the less stuff. It's like no hormones, no cages. That'll be $10 for a dozen eggs. Like, oh, this one we shot up with a bunch of shit and we beat the fucking hell out of it. Miserable chicken. It's $3. Go for the more expensive, I guess. I'm not gonna stop eating eggs, I'll tell you that. And when I go to the diner, that shit ain't cage free. You can look at those eggs. You can see the abuse on the eggs when they sit up. They just have those big, huge, like sheets of eggs, like the cartons. But they're like, they don't care. Try to ask at the diner, were these caged? And they'll spit in your food, and they'll lie to you, say, "No, they weren't caged." There, yeah, it's all cage free, and then they'll say, "Spit in that guy's eggs. He's a fucking asshole." 22 attorney generals sue. It says 22 attorney general. Is that the plural for generals? Just general? Are they like sheep? 22 attorney general sue the FCC over net neutrality. But is this right? Let me go to the actual article 20, attorney general. I think that's it. I think a group of generals, you don't see, it's a group of general. Or is it that just for attorney general and not say if you're a general in the army general? Then it's generals. Well, anyway, they're suing the FCC over the net neutrality repeal, which of course they should do, and then take that Egypt pie and exile them to some place where there's no internet. I say, get out of here. No more internet for you. You're done. That guy, what a, I mean, dickhole. Sorry for the salty language. U.S. Border Patrol routinely sabotages water left for migrants, reports say. So some people, they go and they leave water for people crossing the border. They say, hey, here's like, they make it like a video game. They make it like a Mario Brothers. Like, oh, look over here, knock on this rock and there's a bottle of water. And because they feel bad. They're like, hey, these people, they're coming over. Why not get them some water instead of having them, I don't know, die? You know, because we seem to value life in some instances. And so they leave water. I don't live anywhere near the border, so I don't have the opportunity. But if I did, would I be leaving water? I don't know. Maybe if I had like if I lived there and then like you say, oh, these are, you see the people coming in or you hear about people dying, then you feel like maybe I should leave some water. But the Border Patrol doesn't like it. Cause I guess they feel like it's encouraging people that, you know, that someone crosses the border. They sneak over through all the whatever you got to do that. And then they send word back to their family, like, there's free water sometimes. They're like, fuck, are you kidding? You tell me sometimes there's hidden bottles of water? I'm going to grab that shit. What are we doing sitting around here in Mexico when we could be finding bottles of water? But they sabotage. I'm assuming they just dump them or something. Or drink them. Why are you dumping them? I guess you could say, hey, I'm drinking the water. Why not leave it for me? I'm a Border Patrol. Or are they, I hope they're not doing something. Are they peeing in them or something? I don't know. I'd have to read the article, which I'm not doing right now. Because then I'm dyslexic. It takes me a while. And then I'm sitting here and there's long pauses. And then I'm like, yeah, it looks like my reading comprehension's not, it looks like they do pee. No, they don't pee in them. It's kind of worded weird. So I don't know. There's sabotage. To me, that means peeing. If I say I sabotage something, it means I peed on it. That's my only method of sabotage. But they might, I'm sure these Border Patrol agents have other methods. Man's body found encased in concrete and crawl space at his home. Daughter arrested. The daughter always did it. Of course. You find somebody dead, find their daughter. She's the murderer. Why the... You got the body in the concrete. And then, of course, she's a girl, doesn't have the upper body strength to get that concrete into a pickup truck or, you know, or what, something. You got to get rid of it. Didn't think ahead, put it in the crawl space. I wonder who found that. And, you know, if you have a body in concrete in the crawl space, maybe you don't have an exterminator come by, you know, or whatever. I'm assuming that's in California or well, there's plenty of places, I guess, where they don't have basements. Just lived in a place with a basement. Probably wouldn't even be a problem. You just stick that concrete body in the corner with some old an old TV and some bullshit. Okay, one more and then we're done. Puerto Rico school celebrates the return of electricity after 112 days. Oh my God, 112 days without electricity. Imagine. Dude, I can't remember. I can't remember the last time I've gone a full day without electricity, like blackout. I've had Con Ed shut off for like an afternoon, forgot to pay the bill or whatnot. But there's electricity outside. I can go someplace else. Was that there was that big blackout years ago, but I wasn't in New York during that. I had electricity. I got to see it on the news, see everybody without electricity. So, but 112, it's maddening. If I, my internet goes out for a day, I feel like I've what the hell, I might as well kill myself. There's nothing to do. Well, and they're still fucked up over there, and nobody cares. Well, people do care, but not the people that could help. Like, the government doesn't seem to give a shit. I might be wrong on that. I haven't researched it. I'm going to go research more on what's going on in Puerto Rico. It's terrible. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.